we think, oh, you can't pray because you're on your period, that that's something degrading, that's something unpurifying, and this is, now I'm being relegated to my home. I mean, this is ridiculous because historically, this was a gift for Muslim women, that not having to pray is a break. And it's not necessarily a break from worship, of course, but I mean, I think about, you know, all of my friends who have children and the stories they have after labor and the exhaustion that people talk about that first month after labor. And I think, subhanAllah, what an incredible blessing it is that you have the period of nifas of, you know, 3 weeks to you know, 30 days to a certain period where you don't have to pray after giving birth. And that that allows you to be able to sleep through the night with the very little time you have to sleep. Same thing throughout the year. You know, when you have, when you're on your cycle, and this is something that is really, I think, a blessing